St. Timothy, Bishop and Martyr, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Well, children, today we're still in our Chair of Unity octave, and it ends tomorrow with the conversion, the Feast of the Conversion of St. Paul. So this whole week, we are thinking of conversions. We're praying for the conversion of different people. Today we're praying for the conversion of the Jews after the Holy Mass. And so conversions are on our mind. Today's saint was a convert, of course, to the Catholic faith, St. Timothy. He was brought into the faith by another man who was converted, St. Paul. St. Paul, remember, was converted when he got knocked off of his horse, and there was a bright light that surrounded him, and our Lord talked with him and told him exactly what he should do. And St. Paul obeyed everything and became a Catholic. And then years later, he converted St. Timothy. Well, St. Timothy was, he had parents that the father was a pagan, the mother was a Jewess. And although Timothy, while he was just a child, he loved reading the scriptures, but he was never officially, you might say outwardly, entered the Jewish religion. But when St. Paul came to his town one day, St. Timothy and his mother and his grandmother all converted when they spoke to St. Paul. Well, St. Paul left that place for about 7 years, because remember, at that time, they were just trying to establish, to spread Christianity everywhere. So they would have to go away for long periods of time, the apostles would. But then they would come back years later and visit. Well, St. Paul left the town of St. Timothy for some 7 years after St. Timothy converted. And during that 7 years, St. Timothy became so holy that everyone around him looked up to him as this holy and esteemed man. Well, when St. Paul finally came back, all the people of the town started speaking so highly of him that St. Paul went to see him and noticed again how holy he was. So he was so impressed with him that he ordained him, and then eventually he made St. Timothy the bishop of Ephesus, which was a very important city in the church. Well, he worked very closely with St. Paul throughout all of the missionary work that they had to do. And St. Paul wrote two epistles or two letters to St. Timothy. One of them was written, I can't remember where the first one was written, but then the second one was written by St. Paul when St. Paul was in Rome in prison just before he was martyred. And he wrote him a very touching letter. And in the end of it, or somewhere in the letter, he expressed his desire to see St. Timothy just one more time before his death, because he thought so highly of our saint of today. Well, there aren't too many details about today's saint's life, but St. Paul praises him very highly, and many of the fathers of the church praise him highly. But one thing we do know about St. Timothy is how he died. The people in Ephesus, remember that's where, when he was a bishop, that is the city, the diocese, you might say, that he had to take care of. Well, the people in Ephesus eventually began offering sacrifices to the false gods, and particularly on this one occasion to the false god named Diana on her festival. Well, St. Timothy, who normally speaking by nature was very timid, he didn't like controversy. He boldly condemned their sin of idolatry, but they wouldn't listen to him. They wouldn't listen at all. Instead, they took out their rocks and their stones, and they stoned him to death. And the Christians tried to save him. They tried to protect him, but by the time they got to him, he was already just about dead. So they carried his body outside the city to a mountain, and there he died and went straight to heaven. Our lesson today, though, what is it? St. Paul, before his death, wrote a beautiful letter to Timothy, and he encouraged him to do a couple of things. He said to Timothy, be a saint. Read the Bible. the Scriptures and please God at all times. Children, the one thing that matters in this life is that we become saints, that in all the things that we do, we are pleasing God, not ourselves. We're pleasing God. That is the one thing that matters. And one of the easiest ways to do that is by spiritual reading. Because when we pray, remember what the saints always tell us? When we pray, we're talking to God. We're doing all the talking. But when we read, God is talking to us. He's telling us what he wants us to do. And so when you read, read that way. And the more you read, and the more devoutly you read and pray about what you read, then the easier it will be to please God in all things, and the easier it will be to become a saint. So always remember that, children, especially today. One resolution. Today, read. Pick out just a short book. It could be The Life of a Saint. It could be any sort of spiritual book. But read, even for just a couple of minutes. Read, but read slowly, as if God were talking to you. That's how you want to read it, that he's telling you what he wants you to do in your life. And then pray, talk to God about what you've just read. And you'll see, the more you do that, the more holy you will become. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.